This is CliffCentral.com.
They say fashion is temporary, but style is forever. And today in studio, we've got two interesting individuals who embody that very statement. We've got Sandy Mazibuku and Sibusiso Yanta, two fashion designers and label owners who we're going to be chatting to today regarding everything fashion. We're going to be sharing a bit of their story, getting to know them a bit better. Hopefully, they'll give us some December tips into fashion. And yeah, it's just going to be a vibe. But in true fashion, I'm never alone in studio. I'm with the beautiful Miss Candace Coulson.
What up, what up, what up?
How are you, baby?
I'm good.
Are you grand?
I'm good. Get a Zemba boss. So trust me when I tell you. I'm living.
You still told me.
Munati mpalaye, lavi. Yes.
Yeah. It's another episode of the Urban Culture Drive. Welcome to it. We'll be with you, chatting with the guests and getting to know each other right after this.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, the Sekwa Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig 06. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out. Urban Culture Drive. Boiler Set, Candace, Craig 06. Urban Culture Drive.
Yeah, just like that, we're back at it. It's the Urban Culture Drive with your boy J.O.B. and your girl Candace Coulson. As I said, we're going to be chilling and chatting about fashion today. It's December, man. Monati mpolaye. All you ladies and gents want to be looking fresh, looking sassy, looking fashionable. And yeah, today we've got some interesting guests for you to be talking about that. December vibes are sick, man. It's too much. It's really too much. Global Citizen was happening. People were looking fly. It's a vibe. But enough about that. Let's introduce our guest. Hi guys, how are you?
How are you?
Good. Let's start with Sandy and then come to Sibusiso.
Oh yeah.
Hi, Miss Sandy.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. Introduce yourself to the guys who don't know you.
It's Sandy Mazibuko. I'm from Fabrosens. It's a fashion label based in Johannesburg and Durban.
Mm-hmm. Fabrosens, based in Johannesburg and Durban.
Yes.
So it has a shop.
Yes.
Okay.
We've got two shops and we've got an online store.
Okay, that's nice. And I know you recently released Nguni Range. That's what
Nguni
they call
Range,
it.
Yeah. Yes.
And it was featured in the
Paris and Milan Fashion Week.
Wow.
Yes.
Levels. That deserves this.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Local. Yes. It's lekker. Okay, Mr. Sibusiso, please introduce yourself.
This is Sibusiso Yanta, the founder and director of Goli Designs.
Yes. Goli Designs also found online, or does it also have a shop?
No, we have an Instagram, we have a shop as well. It's at Johannesburg, 56 Anderson, Johannesburg.
Okay.
My shout-out.
I know you recently dressed Sia, one of our very own Sia, at the Style Awards.
Yeah.
And look, I was impressed.
That also deserves.
I was like, because we always see Sia in black. He's that oak.
The man in black.
Yes. Man in black.
It's always morning.
And when I saw his Instagram post, I'm like, oh my effing goodness.
Sick.
Who dressed you?
So it's because
lovely
of
to
that.
Meet you, Sibusiso.
Yeah, man. It's because of that post that we decided. No, look, it's December.
Oh yeah.
Festive season. People want to look fresh. People want to be nice, you know. So why don't we bring the experts to do this on a daily?
Yeah.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
To not only appreciate your efforts as designers, but to also get insight into your world and maybe get some tips as well.
Yeah.
True.
No. Yeah. So to start it all off, let's go back. Just give the listeners a bit of your background, right?
Mm.
So they know who you are. They know what you guys are doing in terms of your shops and your fashion. But let's get into historicy, like your story, how you became into doing fashion. Why fashion in the first place? You get what I'm saying? And why the kind of fashion that you do? So we're going to start with you, Ms. Sandy.
Okay.
Who's the owner and king, founder.
Oh yeah.
Of the mastermind.
The mastermind, yes. Of FebroSense, right?
FebroSense, yes.
Yes, FebroSense. You dressed uzinhle, or yeah. You dress uzinhle.
Yeah, I do dress DJ Zinhle.
Okay, so yes. Now you know, guys. Now you know. You've got the number one right
level,
here.
Level.
Yeah. So Sisendi, how did you, why fashion? You could have done any other thing.
Yes.
Fashion is such a broad space. Mm. So firstly, why fashion? Mm-hmm. And then secondly, how do you find your own place within the fashion space?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've always loved fashion, but it's funny because when I grew up, everyone at home, my mom, my aunts were seamstresses, and even my grands. But I was not interested back then when I was a child. I never even used to play with the machine. You know, people would say I used to play with some machine, and I never used to do that. But when I started traveling, I realized there's a gap in South Africa. We're still not getting all the trends as and when they come. Sometimes, you know, I remember I bought, like my aunt bought some stuff for me while she was abroad as well. Mm. And then I wore, it was just like simple blazers, like colorful blazers. And then I wore those for a while and they were not here. Like people were like, oh my gosh, you love your blazers. Where did you get them from?
Yeah.
And then every time when you get something, when I travel, I shop, I buy my stuff and my aunt will send me stuff and people will be like, oh, that's great. And then I was like, okay, I can make my own clothes. Because I've already seen what's out there and I'm always up to date with trends.
Yeah.
And then I started in 2010. I went to a school just to learn how to sew. I didn't study fashion, like maybe a diploma or anything.
Yeah.
I just went to a school to study how to sew. And then I was there for like less than 6 months. And then I started making my clothes.
Mm.
And then my friends will start and say, oh, that's nice. Where did you get that from? I'm like, no, I made it. And then they started ordering.
Yes.
And then the demand started.
So essentially, initially, you were just doing them for yourself.
Yes.
So it was that just you for can me. Be up to date.
Up to date yes. and look different. And yes. everyone be like, oh, wow, love your outfits.
Yeah.
You know?
That's a cheap way. Making your own clothes. Yes. So your school, make your own clothes.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, live it up.
Yes. yes. So the demand there. And then I hired a seamstress.
Okay.
Yeah, I was still working full time.
Okay, what were you working?
I was working as an executive assistant, a PA. Yes.
Okay.
I studied marketing though, so I've never been in the field of marketing. Yes.
Okay.
So I've been, I was working as an assistant.
So all of these things seem to like fall on you. You did the things that you seem to be interested in are not the things that you seem to be excelling.
But it's nice now because marketing is helping me with my brand, you know, because, you know, with creative, it's very difficult, to market your brand. You focus too much on the craft and then how do you then put it out there so people to see?
To create a business.
Yes.
Because that's another question that I wanted to, before we get to use this. Ogoti, once you start, right?
Yes.
You create the clothes, you're creative, you want to do that. Mm. People start buying it. But then how do you get the attention of people like Bozinhle, like your Paris Week, so that people can buy into your product and see what you have to do?
Yeah.
But we'll get into that. Okay. So tell us about your story, my brother. Why did you choose fashion and how did you get into it?
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to say it's just a Kasi boy from a Midlands, Soweto.
Mm-hmm.
Can imagine I come
a
from
Kodin.
A yes, my poti.
Yeah.
So you can imagine I come from a very poor background. To even go to tertiary was very hard. So I studied social work, majoring with psychology. I'm very good. I can help you with your depression
problems. Yeah, we need people like
you
for these mental health issues that you are currently facing.
So I studied. The answers were paying, but it was not me. I did practicals. I went I was at the office. I was working, but it was not me. I told my grandmother, which is Ukoliswa. I'm using her name now. She's my late grandmother. Yeah. So I told her, I'm gonna leave everything and just from a net salary to being on a 0-0.
Yes.
I left that. I started the brand in 2013. I sacrificed money. My girlfriend was there. We had to put in money, buy the first machine, the second machine.
Wow.
So I didn't have the skill, but I had someone who was teaching me. So I had to go to his studio every Saturday and learn the craft. I became so very good. But the thing is that fashion needs you to be out there. So me meeting more people made me to be more creative and to be more very sharp, because I do bespoke. I do bespoke suits for women and men.
Yeah.
And the person that taught me how to do bespoke, I met him through a fashion show.
Okay.
Yes. So it goes a long way. Then the brand started. I was still working at my back room. There was no room. It was just a 3-room house. I had a small Anyanam Kuku at the...
At the back of the house.
Yeah. So everything that I did in my life for the brand, it was a risk. I took a risk to go to Joburg. Went to Joburg. When I got to Joburg, I was sharing an office with 4 people. Mm. From the same building that I was sharing the office with, ended up owning 2 offices there.
Wow.
In 2015.
Okay, right there. applause. That was 2 years later into the business.
Amazing.
Yes. Working very hard. I don't want to lie to you. It's not easy. And then it happened that a lot of clients started coming. One celebrity recognized us. He wanted to change the whole look, which was Ifan. Approach us like, I want to change this clumsy look to the more gentleman type of thing. And he loves color, because we're all about color. You can see now. I'm wearing a Benz orange blazer with the baby blue shirt.
What color is that?
Benz orange.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the new color.
Schools.
Yeah. So he was in the business. We supported him. We changed the whole look, I think, for a year. He opened the door for me for so many things. Mm-hmm. And he didn't want anything for free. That's the nice part. Mm-hmm. And then we worked. I had to move to the space now, because I'm starting to get Abu Javlan Thongwane from Joyous Celebration. All these other people. So I had to move, because where I was, it's
Steve Josie.
You must watch your phone. It's very dodgy. So everything that I did within the business, I had to take the risk. But how it started is that I would buy clothes and then try to cheap them. Buying a shirt, make it slimmer. I'm a very thin guy, so I always want
fitting.
Yes.
Okay. I heard Sandy you comment when you said you didn't want anything for free. So I guess in your startup, there was a different experience, or rather, in the fashion world, people usually want
freebies.
Yeah, exposure.
Exposure. Don't pay bills.
Yeah. No, it's always like that. When you start up, people will want to wear the clothes, and they say, no, it's good for your exposure and everything. But it's important for you to see, because like they will all come, different celebrities. You need to see, can I work with this person? Do they represent your brand well? And then if it's fine, and then if you've got samples, because sometimes you do stuff for fashion shows, and then they're just there in the studio. So it's fine, you give those people, and then they can do whatever take and what's not.
So it's a catch-22. It could work to advantage, but it also is
could
a,
be exploiting
because
you
need to be paid. But yet now you're
the
talking
the sad part is that you work with people. The minute you dress your celebrities, even your staff, the attitude changes. Even the people you work with, or you're mentoring few learners or anything, the attitude changes now.
For the best or for the worst? Does it change? What, do they feel themselves now?
They feel like they need to get paid.
That time you're not getting paid.
And you're like, bruh.
It's tough, man.
Yeah,
it's really tough.
Yeah, no, it's not easy.
Because now I'm thinking, Wabuti, fine, you get this exposure, but does it translate? When do you now say, Wabuti, no, it's now time for me to start getting paid?
Yeah.
Okay, at what level do you put down your foot, especially as a come up?
Yes.
You get what I'm saying? When you're dealing with these artists, because one person once mentioned, Wabuti, she's a stylist, once mentioned that. She prefers working with non-celebrities.
Yeah,
true.
No,
than with celebrities, because celebrities are a lot of
they're entitled.
They're a lot of
it depends.
Same here.
It depends. Yeah.
No, same here.
Yeah,
I'm a stylist and a fashion designer. Mm. I've actually stopped working with too many celebrities, because with them, it's not all of them that wants to pay. You know, they still come up with that. No, it's good for your exposure. And like, no, but I'm fine with exposure now. Can we move? Can we move from that?
Yes.
So, yeah. No, I also
now you stand on the same exposure.
I mean, meet him halfway at least.
Yeah.
Say, okay, you're saying you're gonna charge me 7,000. Okay, let me give you 3-5, so that you can go shop material, and then the next exposure can come in the picture.
Yeah.
Because I've rejected so many calls this year, and I felt so guilty, but And you'll see a very huge known celeb designer dressing the same person that I've rejected. And you're like, okay, I know it was.
No, don't feel bad. Don't feel bad. They don't make money by doing that.
Yeah, true.
You know, I always say, I even say I'm not a celebrity designer, because people would even say, celebrity designer on your bio and everything. No, I'm not.
I'm a fashion designer.
I do ready to wear for everyone.
For everyone.
Yes.
So, a bit more insight about the industry, right? So, a lot of people, we know about the music industry. It's shrewd. It's tough to get into. Mm. It's difficult. But now, people love clothes. But you really do not know anything about the industry. The struggles you have to go through to create those clothes that we wear and we like.
Mm.
You get to style those people. How do I put this? The journey. So, you starting your business, right? After having started with the demand and whatnot. So, when do you know it's time to upscale now and say, all right, I'm taking the risk of finding an office space, two of those offices.
Yes.
I have now so much clientele. How do you go about doing that? And are there any funds and people that help you do these things? Because, you know, artists have record labels.
Yes.
What do you guys have in the fashion industry?
No, for us, no.
No. I think business is like a learning curve every day. Mm. So new challenges, you don't have to take them as in, why is this person acting like this? You take them and try to put in the business and how it will better the business. I mean, when I still in the dodgy place in Jersey, the clients that I had now on that level, I was like, no, I can't bring these people here.
Mm.
So you see, there was a challenge. Yeah. So it needs me to react to the challenge.
Yes.
Yeah, especially it gets you to the next level. You're driven by the, because the demand will be there and you're like, okay, I need to move to the next level. Because it's fashion, it's easy for you to see that you need to move to the next level. Because the demand is there.
Yes.
And then what do you then do? And then like, okay, I need a bigger store.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So it's not like the industry where there's gatekeepers. You know, in any industry, whether it's showbiz or whatnot, gatekeepers like, it's not your time.
No.
There is gatekeepers, but you need to push at your own level, at your own mini space. They will find you. People will find you. I will let you know, besides celebrities, like a normal client have put me in the place that I have a car today. I've built my grandmother's house. It's big. I'm about to move out. You see, it's the clients that walk in.
I think it's important to move away from that space, not to be too much in that space, in the celebrity glitz and glam. Mm. Just focus on the business, because those are the people that pay. Like,
true.
Just like you say, the normal. Yes.
The Candace and Jobs of this
the
world.
Corporate people, like those are the people that pay. So if you're too much, and then you see like you're a designer, but you're always at events and all doing all those things, socializing. Designers, fashion is fast-paced industry.
Very
tough.
Fast. Very
so
fast.
You don't have much time to do those things, especially if you're still starting up.
And there's a misconception: the more you dress celebrities, you're expensive.
Mm.
Yeah,
and like we can't go there.
Yeah, and that time you're not even expensive.
You're like, come.
That's what I've always been thinking. What David Lale, Red Kutia, and like is an ordinary person, can they go there as a job and say,
you see, you already
I
have
want
that. You've built a wall already.
You get what I'm saying?
But remember, they've you know, when you're talking about David Lale, they do different kind of fashion. I can talk for myself. I do ready to wear. So David Lale do control, like you heard. They do over the top.
Expensive.
So it has to be expensive. For Tina, it's everyday wear.
So there's a difference in this level.
Different level.
Yes.
Okay, we're not more pep.
Not like that. It's the numbers. It's a numbers game. Let's just put it like that. But the more you produce,
The more
you know,
so it's up to you which way now.
Yes, it's like you're gonna have those two clients that come once in a while for big events, and then they pay you 20 grand, and then you're fine with that, or you wanna be every month.
True.
You know,
there's an income.
There's an income coming in.
Okay. So it's cause you know why what caught like that was a mind blow for me. Recently, apparently Versace, the store, got sold for Michael Kors bought it for $2 billion. So for me, now you're thinking Versace, such a big name, $2 billion is too small. That's what I felt. $2 billion is a lot of money.
Yeah.
But when you compare it to what Versace is known for,
what they've done.
True. You get what I'm just like, not $2 billion. But now that you're giving insight, it doesn't mean because you are.
Sometimes it might be the internal problems that we don't even know of. You know? So they are pushed in the corner and
now
and
they had to sell.
You know, when you have investors, it's very hard. That's why a lot of young designers from South Africa, they don't really necessarily need funders yeah. or people who's gonna pump them. Yes. So they do it on their own because now they have this thing. I'm ready to leave now. Mm. Give yeah. me my money.
Speaking of that, just to bring it back to the racial context, do you find that it's easier for a black designer to progress, or is it easier for a white designer to progress in your different experiences?
I don't think it has anything to do with the race, sort of color, yes. the color, anything. It's just that when you're good, just like you said earlier on, there's Hart, there's David Lally, you know? Yes. So it's just both when good, you're good, yeah. yes, they're just like both amazing designers. Okay. So it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
So
we don't face that problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No. The side is fine.
Now we have heard the side.
The side is because it's about you guys.
Yeah.
And
yes,
what,
the
because I've been the tires, they're going to get mad at me.
Okay, and now collaborations, because Uban Skinny Smooth Socks, right?
Yes, mm-hmm, yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Recently came out and was talking about depression, yes. needing money and whatnot.
Yes.
But one thing I don't see a lot in fashion is collaboration mm-hmm. versus in any other industry. And when you look at collaboration, people thrive because of that. Because as a lone brand, you can only get so far.
Yes.
But
yes.
now, if you collaborate
with others,
then there's growth. What are your sentiments with that? Have you collaborated? Would you be open to collaborations with other people? What's your take on that?
I'm open to collaboration. I've tried before collaborating mm-hmm. with local accessories brand. But with me, because I'm a stylist, so I've always want people to shop the look when they come to my store. So that's why I wanted to do collaborations. But now the problem came when they had to supply. You know, when the stock and then they're like, yes, you know, because the show, the online store, I mean, we've got a lot of customers all over. So now when we post something and then it's already, you know, it's not there anymore. And you invest so much money in doing the photo shoots because we do photo shoots and then we do all like shop the look. And then, I'm open to it as long as we can be able to work and push.
That's a small thing. Logistics, you can work it out that way.
Yeah.
So collaborations, it's a thing. When
I've collaborated. I think I was showcasing at RVK Fashion Week. I think it was 2014. Mm. That was my turning point. Mm. The thing is that the people you collaborate with, you have to feel their energies, because I felt like the person that I collaborated with wanted to be famous and then that's it. And I told them, there's a bigger picture. There's a bigger picture, boy. Let's just push. Let's just do this. He saw all the things that were happening around. He wanted fans now. I'm like, boy, it's still going to take time.
Let's build a brand first.
It depends who you're collaborating
with. Yes,
it depends who you're collaborating with.
But it's a tough, like for you, I would believe this industry is also tough to not chase fame, right? You need a certain level of discipline for
the
you
brand,
to crown
though, you need to be able. It's like, is it you or the brand?
Yeah, but hence I'm
because
saying,
I was even saying earlier on when I met this lady, then she said to me, she knows me, but she doesn't know my brand. I get worried when people say that. It's like, no, if you know me, you must know my brand.
Yes.
You know,
you.
At least it's like you must know my brand, and then it's like, oh, you are the behind. You know,
yes. So it's a tricky thing.
Yes,
because I would think. I mean, you're in the limelight, you're in the streets, people are wearing your clothes.
Yeah.
It's easy for to get to a person's head and say, yeah, sing feel, man, just sing yinja. You get what I'm
lucky
saying?
Lucky with me, it's totally different. No, I remember when we did a top billing, it was a GQ, so I made it to GQ.
Yo, you've been name dropping, you've been doing some proper
things. Name drop, baby, name drop.
Yeah, no.
So made it to the GQ last year. Yeah. I was very proud. When they called me, they said, you made it to the top 50. I was like, I have so many matchmakers is there. But then back then I still riding in a taxi, so they'll be like, holy Dana, who you like, you were so embarrassed in a taxi for four.
But yes,
it's what it is.
It's the struggles.
We all have to take those taxis, dog.
Those are the stories that make Sibusiso today, Koli designs what it is today.
Exactly. That's true.
Yeah, man, it's been a good chat. We'll be right back just after this. Joy, it's all good in the Urban Culture Studios today. We're still chilling with Sandy, Mazibuku, and my boy Sibusiso Yanta. Am I pronouncing it properly?
Yes.
That's a Xhosa surname, isn't it?
Yebo. Okay. The Indians call me Yanta.
Yanta. Yeah, man. Good conversations we're having, learning a bit about the fashion industry, the ins and outs, the do's, the don'ts, the myths. and understanding what struggles and what good things come out of the fashion industry. But now, me, I want to have fun now. It's December, guys.
It is December, boss.
We all want to look nice.
Yes.
And want to look cheap. Like, because the money must go to the alcohol and
yes,
the food.
Yes.
Not on the clothes.
There's a budget.
There's a budget. It's already set. So, I'm going to ask you 3 items each. Net December styles.
Yeah, what's hot? What's hot this season specifically?
3 items each that you would recommend for this December that are okay, maybe not all cheap. For those lavish.
Affordable.
Yeah, like one. There's that bride party wear.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a outing with the girls, pre drinks, you know, summertime, sprinkler vibe wear. And then there's like clubbing wear. So 3 items, 3 looks. Those 3 looks from each of you. Let's start with Spooky. Let's start with you.
Yes, yes. For the gents,
You
need there's a collection that we have within the brand. We call it Rich Taste. We all rich sell taste. Ready to wear as well.
Mm-hmm.
So Rich Taste is all about feeling like you have money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for the first one, you need those chiffon shirts. The air must breathe in. I mean, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
The air must breathe in, go in through.
Yeah.
Have some nice shorts or tailor-made. Always have the sandals. You can wear the sandals with the suit. You can wear the sandals to anywhere. Have a nice sneaker. Ready to go.
That's for the braai. That's the braai look.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the club.
Let's
the
do club look. What's the club look?
Yeah, the club look. What would you suggest for the club?
You can still have the chiffon shirt. You go into the club. You have a nice jean.
Yeah.
There's so many stores. I won't call them their name. They're my favorites. You would just
wear
a nice
mention,
jean.
Zara. Mention. Don't be the only
Zara.
One looking nice here. Yeah.
Mr.
Zara,
Price.
Zara, Mr. Price.
What we will not do is hate on Mr. Price. It's been the plug for the longest time.
We have survived with
the plug, guys.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I mean, mention some of the items that you are
saying. You can get anything from us. It's just that I haven't been into shops.
Okay.
Yeah. But then with the jeans, you can go to G-Star, you can go to Mr. Price. Zara is the best. I mean, the Zara is like our competitor.
Is
budget.
It?
Yeah.
Budget. I said budget.
And then he's saying G-Star.
How? Yeah, barely man, you're Sandy.
And you, Sandy. For the ladies, this time of the year we always release resort collection.
Okay.
So everyone wants to go on holiday, you know, now everyone is, you know, island.
Yeah, well, beach vibe.
Dubai.
Beach vibe. Yes.
Bikini.
Yeah, so like chiffon, same as the chiffon. I mean, chiffon is the fabric for summer.
Yeah.
Like flowy, anything flowy goes. Like your palazzo pants and crop tops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah.
Name dropping other things, palazzo pants. I'll pretend like I know that. But for those who do know it, get that.
Let's talk fashion faux pas. What should we leave in 2018?
Mm.
The one item, the one color, the one look, what should we just leave in 2018?
It must stay here, never come back.
In 2018,
we've been trying to leave Cavellas in 2005,
and
but people are not budging.
Yeah, but they keep on reinventing. They try and change.
I even saw a burnt orange pear, actually.
Yes.
Pear.
Wow.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what must not come back? What must not come back?
Let me say it for a chance from my side. I love the background check. Yeah. So we need to leave out. There's this thing called hippie socks that are very bright.
Is it? So we done with skinny boo?
No.
I'm joking.
This bright one, skinny boo, is very cool. I think he came to be more reserved with the colors and yeah.
Okay.
Just keep it very minimal, and let's not wear three quarter pants. And
so you think that's played out?
Yeah, bruh. They want you to see the socks and all that.
Sometimes you just want
what
to show
about
the
chinos? Are we still with the chinos?
Chinos,
chinos are
but
still
try
cool?
Because everyone wants to wear everything tight or tailor-made, meaning very skinny.
Fit.
So try to get the chinos that are stretchy. There's chinos that are very stretchy.
Okay.
All the shops have it, I think, but I do have this in my shop.
Yeah.
The chinos that stretches, so it's easier. Your pants won't even tear easily. And let's leave the flower lapels.
Oh please, yes. Can we
please,
dear Jesus,
I agree with you.
Wear a brocha like me.
I agree.
So
with you
regard it, wear a brocha like me. I know they are very hard to find.
Yeah, but they can come to you. They'll find it.
They'll find it at Poly.
And you, Sandy Sands.
For me, there's just this trend that I don't get. It's these onesies. It's like tight.
Yeah.
Ladies that wear now.
And then they.
Yes, Kim Kardashian made that popular. I don't get the trend. Can you not see it in 2019?
Can I suggest something?
What?
Can I suggest something?
I do not get it.
In 2018, can these fluffy pumps and the fluffy heels,
the mules,
can they just be left behind here? Like, come on.
Do you not like?
I know.
Those fluffy ones.
I those things, no.
Because they wear them even in
everywhere.
Summer. It's like fluffy
it's
things.
Fluffy,
like
guys.
Fair and
you
what's
must
going on.
You must them.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. They must get, mean, I don't know fashion guys, but those ones. Fluffy heels and fluffy slip-ons. What
yeah.
do you call? Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Do you know
the
what
the
I
heels
wish?
Heels are fine.
Yeah, the heels are
the
pretty
heels
cute.
Are fun,
the heels
yes.
are cute.
It's know? Just the flares. I don't get them.
Yeah. Do you know what I want to see go? Mm-hmm. And it's been around for the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. And I'm probably just biased because I don't look nice in them. Off the shoulder. Off the shoulder.
No,
looks
darling,
like, guys, come
forget
on.
It.
Like, can we try something else? No. I'm over it.
Body poop tube.
We want to shake the off the shoulder collarbone. If you have. Yeah.
I don't have a collarbone.
But listen, but the thing with the poop tube that you need to understand, it needs to be a right fit so that you don't be busy working the whole time.
What's the right bra to wear with that when you don't have perfect boobs?
They are
for
strapless.
An off the toe, but you don't want the straps.
Strapless wonder bra.
Some of them don't.
Wonder
don't
bra,
fit
no,
well.
Wonder Bra.
Shiny
like,
solo tape.
That's the brand name, Wonder Bra. Not okay. just it does wonders. Yeah. Mm. It's the Wonder Bra. That bra, like it's,
it does wonders.
Does wonders indeed.
Okay.
Otherwise, you solo tape, babe.
I'm thinking.
Keep
yes.
in
these
place.
Mummies
in the heat
are crazy.
In the heat, that solo tape will come off.
Will go and off, and then everything is dead.
Okay, so no, that's a fashion. No, don't use solar tape this December.
Let's talk colors.
Yeah
colors. Which colors are we leaving behind this year? What are we over?
And which ones are we employing?
You can't leave colors, guys. What can you leave colors?
You can't.
I can't
so
say
they're
color.
Seasonal.
Yes, they're seasonal because it's summer. It's all bright, and then we move to winter. You get all
darkish.
Yes, darkish. But even in winter, sometimes you just want to bring in, you know, that color. Yes,
that's
exactly.
Yes. I think we have to be more into color. We have to be more into color and avoid black. See, yeah.
Yeah, it's hot, guys. You
catch your
sub.
Come on.
Uzoa, see ya. Uzoa. So it's quite
yeah.
Yeah.
So more colors. Yeah, the more into color you fascinate people. I mean, half of the clients that I've met is because I was wearing color. But you have to be safe. You have to balance. There's primary colors. There's classic colors.
Not just color blocking, G.
No, you have to balance the colors because half of the clients I've met is when I was working through the fabric shop or anywhere, and then I made business because. It's
the coordination.
Was striking.
Yes.
Okay. So colors, it's a go. What colors? Which colors?
They must
particularly for this December. Would you prefer
this December?
Or no particular color, just color, Nje.
I'll say more color because your yellow, they're nice.
Like,
but bright
like,
colors.
There's like pastel
red.
Colors or bright colors.
The thing is with pastel colors, they don't go with everyone. Like especially like if you're very light in complexion, pastel color does not look good on you.
True.
Yeah, because already it's like
it's
faded.
A blend.
Yes.
So when you're light, you need a bright color.
Yes, you need
when
a bright
dark,
color. And people always pastel. Think the other way. They think if I'm light, I can't wear bright.
I was like that. Like right now, I was thinking
because red pops in
pastel.
in a dark person.
And also just finding a balance within your outfit. So when I said primary colors. Have a color that's gonna be bright if you want to mix colors, and have other colors that are gonna be very minimal. Yeah, bro? Don't do all
bright.
Yes.
So dark person can they go bright?
Of course.
True. There are no rules. Okay, sure. There are, but like there are no rules.
It's fashion.
It's fashion.
It's
just finding the
it's
balance.
Fashion.
Just finding the balance.
Do you make sure
who
it looks
guys,
good in you?
Who do you guys think are the best dressed celebrities in South Africa?
2018.
Who
killed it this year? For you guys. No biasness. Okay, maybe biasness will be there.
Anyone?
Yeah.
I think Kay Naomi is killing it.
I love Nomzamo as well. Is killing it.
Nomzamo, okay.
She always brings it on a red carpet.
You said who?
Kay Naomi.
Yeah, I was going to say Kay Naomi, but she... Because she's dressed by Tuli Stella Let. She's also a celebrity designer as well. Yeah, she's always killing it. From the ladies and from the gents. I don't think it's someone that you guys really know, but he's there on the gram. It's in Togozisi Masondo.
It's very good.
He's
killing it.
He's very good.
Ladies, you guys, you're buyers. No males.
I'm trying to think of
them. Males.
Who is Kanye Mbau's boyfriend?
Kanye Mbau.
Oh, no,
that guy.
Isn't he always... very well dressed.
Dan's old, is he? Yeah, that
no,
guy.
No, not really.
It's just the way the fashion is.
No, not really.
Yeah.
He's all right.
So there's no snacks, Sisendi. Now, no snacks that you've been looking at them like you're this guy.
There's a lot, but it's more to ladies. There's more. There's more ladies. Even her.
Guys, what about Maps? Oh, should he just stop?
But I think if
Maps has got the, I don't know. Like sometimes he get it. Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. You're right.
This year he was not consistent.
No.
Last year he was consistent. This year he was not.
I think he's just trying too hard now, like, and then he loses it.
Yeah.
I think also if you find a very good designer, it's very important just to be very loyal to the person. I know you have to rotate and all that. I think the first person that he had, I was very good. I won't lie to you. He made us know Maps very good.
Yes, yeah, well, and there was a collaboration. I think they were working. He was part of the creative.
So the minute you go, leave this one, go to another
amazing.
One.
It was amazing, that collection they did.
Yes, very good.
So, okay.
Losing touch with your person that you started with, when you come back, you're not going to get
you're
the
not
same.
Gonna.
Yeah. Yes. Just like me and DJ Zinto, we've been ever since I started.
Can don't lose that.
I won't.
Don't lose that.
You can imagine if she bounced, when she comes back,
it won't be the same.
Chemistry
won't be. Exactly, we've been working ever since I've started.
Because when she calls and you guys are talking and you say,
and you already understand.
I see this. There's a click, there's a connection, you know. She trusts you.
Yes.
But when she comes back, it's like fickle. The relationship is like very rocky.
So relationships are very key.
You need to keep them.
Let's see if you will still have a relationship with us after what Candace is going to do to you right after this. Culture Drive.
Guys, so this game is called Death is Not an Option. Because it literally is not an option. Mm-hmm. It can get hectic.
Mm-hmm.
So I will pose a statement to you guys, and you guys will tell me which one you'd rather. You have an option between two. There's no working your way around it. There's no finessing the game. Mm-hmm. You're going to pick one.
It is.
Okay. Start with you, Sandy. Marry your enemy and save your mom's life, or marry the person of your dreams, but your mom turns into a drug addict.
Which option are you going to choose?
Yeah.
Mommy, are you listening? So I'm saving my mom, but doing what?
But you're marrying your enemy.
Or
you're marrying the love of your life, but your mom turns into a drug addict.
Ish. Okay, maybe I'll save my mom any day, hey?
So you're going to marry your enemy?
We'll try. I mean,
okay.
Stick with the enemy.
This is very tough.
Sibusiso. Work as the creative director for Marc Jacobs and forfeit Goli Designs, or remain as is?
No questions, remain as it is.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
That was easy.
Yes.
Wow, okay.
Passion behind the brand.
Definitely. Save, Job, save 100 people you don't know, or save your last ex-girlfriend.
Yo, I'm on Candy's
one. Girlfriend, are you listening? The exes are listening.
Yo. Ish. Now, ish. But you know,
I would rather save the messes.
I'd rather save the messes,
what?
Man.
No,
look, it's the messes.
Oh,
yeah.
You'll be a hero, bro.
One person versus 100. Yes, I love that. But yo, other people deserve love too.
Right?
Wow.
Sandy. Yes. Bungee jump and die, or survive a bungee jump experience that leaves you paralyzed.
Told you this game.
I would also die.
That's me.
Dress Beyonce and Jay-Z, or dress Entle and Black Coffee?
Lokan. Entle and Black Coffee. Hope you listen.
You will not dress Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Oh no. That one. If you want to deserves pick. This.
No. I mean, yes.
I think it's just trying to buy face.
No, black coffee. Our black coffee. Yeah.
I mean, black coffee.
Whoever is styling black coffee is also doing a good job.
Yes.
Actually, best dress 2018.
Yes.
Main.
Yes.
Black coffee.
Yes. Because it's so chill.
It's chilled. Like it's yo. It's been killing it.
Okay, so Job, don't kill me for this one.
and
this is the last one. Find out you were adopted.
Okay.
Or a failed abortion.
Yo.
Which one would you rather?
I'd find out I'm adopted.
Okay.
It's fine. I'd rather.
All this time, all
I'd
these
rather,
years.
I'd rather I'm adopted. Yeah. At least.
Really?
Yeah. Like, to find out that this woman actually wanted me.
No, but
not
you don't
to
know.
Ra-
you don't know. Like, maybe, you know, when you're young, maybe it's the person.
But that's
saw,
the
yeah.
thing I'm saying. But if
you
I'm
here
adopted,
now.
Yes. That's what I'm saying. I'm adopted. I'm here now. They love me. It's fine.
Thanks for
abortion.
I know you always have one for
yeah,
me.
Let me think. Let me think. Let's see. Be adopted by Beyonce.
Okay.
And never amount to any fame.
Okay.
Ah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Or date Chet the Don and become Beyonce level of status.
Definitely, I'll date Chet the Don. I'll definitely. He's engaged now, so. Yeah, congratulations, guys.
Are they engaged?
By the way, they engaged. Yeah, yes. Engaged.
Is that a stunt, guys? You know, I've been like, can
they
please somebody.
Each other's,
everyone thought initial. This whole relationship was a PR stunt, but you don't just get a tattoo of someone's initials.
Yes. Is it really a thing?
Hey, but also,
because it started with the video, right? Yes, that they were doing.
That's where they met. They met on the set.
So now, also, all of a sudden, shortly.
But the video was
tattoo,
just now.
Now, exactly. And now
love engaged. love happens, guys.
No, these ones are playing with us. But anyway, that was another episode of Would You Rather.
Urban Culture Drive.
Yo guys, as always, the hour is always short.
It always flies by.
It's been a great conversation. It's been good vibes. I learned a lot. Learned some new terminologies, some new colors. Yes. Got to have some insight into the industry. It was a pleasure having you guys. So last words from each of you, and where can our listeners get a hold of you guys? Let's start with Cindy.
You can get hold of us. We've got an online store.
Yes.
It's www.houseoffebrosense.com.
Yes.
We are based in Durban, Glenwood, and in Johannesburg in Maboneng.
Okay. That's Cindy.
Oh yeah.
Mr. Sibosiso.
You can find us at Poly Designs with an S, Instagram, Facebook, and also hit us on the email. It's polydesigns2013@gmail.com. We're also based in Johannesburg, Marshalltown, 66 Anderson, Magnet House.
Before we leave, what would be the most ultimate thing, goal for your career? Like the grandest of stage that you'd want to showcase at, or as well as the person that you'd want to work with in that. Each, let's start with you, Susie. The grandest stage and the most, the one person that you in this whole world you'd want to work with.
Funny you ask that question, because with fashion you never get to that point. There's no limit.
There's no like grand.
Yeah, you always.
Okay,
when
currently.
When you think you've arrived.
Currently, what's your grandest stage that you'd like to arrive to?
Yeah, it's our short term goals. We're going to be opening a store. It's a retail store because there's a huge demand. So people want to wear our clothes so they can walk in and out not set appointments, because we're more of a bespoke. So we do for individuals. And one person that I would want to work with, it's Black Coffee.
Dang.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Throwing bones. Black Coffee, I'll be listening. Cindy?
For us, we just showcased in Milan and Paris. So now it's just to see the brand abroad. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
To see more people wearing the brand internationally. Hence, we're focusing on the online store now.
Mm-hmm. And the one person you'd like to work with?
The one person I would like to work with international.
Kim Kardashian.
No, not Kim Kardashian.
Who's listening?
Kanye West. Who's that?
Taraji P. Henson.
Mm. Yes.
Yes, she was here. Bought some of our stuff, so I would really like
you guys kind of look alike, or am I tripping?
True.
Yeah, people say that sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now that you mentioned
Taraji.
So you've been wondering why you've seen her, like,
right?
I've seen this
thing
before.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, at least we've started, because she has a Febrosense, so it's just for her to see her even wearing it on Empire.
Hey,
oh,
wow, awesome, awesome.
Okay.
Awesome.
Candy's baby.
Yes, my love.
Last words.
Guys, enjoy December, hey? Let's party. I've been like lit the whole of December. So my parting words would be...
Days.
Yeah, I know. And I tweeted that, and someone's like, we're only 3 days in. I'm like, yeah, all 3 days.
It's been that lit.
So get lit, guys. Stay safe. Wrap it up. Have fun.
Always.
Thank you so much, guys, for joining us.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys having joining us today.
Support local talent.
Support local designers and local talent. Also, guys, do engage with us on all the socials.
Yes.
On the hashtag Urban Culture Drive.
Yes,
Joby. Wrap it up.
As always, it's much love and much light. We out with another guys, or some these guys now. They're also known for their dress code, one of them. The Black Motion Boys.
Oh, both of them actually.
Both of them.
But the other one is very...
Yeah, Meta Bongs is...
Yeah, Bongs is...
Is on a...
He's in London.
Yay.
Yeah, he's in London. Yeah, his like... State is in
he's
London.
In somewhere else, that boy. Yeah. Not only are they known for fashion, they're known for good music. Ah. And with that, we leave you with this.
This is CliffCentral.com.